Hey folks, so it's a kind of a mess going on right now in different parts of the world. I recently heard about this attack in the middle of Africa. Don't know where I lost the article, but some people who are, I guess they're very small people. I guess they're the English word for them, although I don't know if this is derogatory or not. I have no idea. But they're a peaceful civilization called the Pygmy, something like that. And I don't know them from. And I heard of them in like movies and things, but unfortunately they took some of the words and created something demonic out of them. It was one of those comedy slash horror films type thing. Anyways, if that is supposed to be the right word, great. If it's supposed to be the derogatory, well, I've already said oops. Anyways, these are small creatures, small humans, and they are being attacked. And I said, okay, well, okay, they're being attacked. We have a that's not unusual for humans to attack humans. You have different worlds in different places, and they do different things. This is nothing new for human beings. So I dismissed it as, oh well, I mean, if there's war, if all of a sudden soldiers came across into my town and started killing us, I wouldn't be going, gee whiz, why are you picking on us? I'd be in shock, yes, but there's nothing new. It's more like, oh crap, what is it about this area that these killers want? So historically speaking, that's just the way it is, but this is different because I was listening to some new music a friend of mine created, which I think she's going to be putting it for sale on soon. And if she does, boy, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd if I were you guys, I'd buy it. I mean, it's the type of music that's as good as Enya, and I love Enya. I think she's awesome, and I'm not dropping her name so you guys can buy music. I'm just making a comparison. Anyways, that being said, the music that she song that she sent me absolutely set my mind into a receptive frequency that was almost astonishing to me. And instantly, without intending to go to this area, I started scanning unintentionally. So something pulled me to the Middle East. And I was looking around, and I'm like, oh wow, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Middle East. And the one thing I saw, and I'll get to Africa soon, what I saw in the Middle East was this, there is a war. It's not just TV. They are actually killing innocent people. But what I saw was not about the innocent people being killed. What I saw was this massive 24 hours a day spiritual battle going on, and I'm not talking about people in church. I'm talking about the actual spiritual beings, demons and angels fighting right in front of our faces. We don't see it. We walk through it as if we're just, it's another nice day of sunshine or whatever the day may be. We could be sitting at home watching TV and not know it, and right in front of us, especially in the Middle East, massive, massive spiritual conflict going on. And this I would say is one of the major homesteads or central areas of demonic activity. There's some serious stuff going on, and it's also underneath, folks. So don't even think for a second it's just on the top. You just don't hear about it or see it, but it is happening badly over there. But why? why is it happening? Why is there a massive spike? When I say spike, if you were to look at a bell curve or a type of an index, it's higher than normal. There's always fighting going on for hundreds of years. But now it's spiked. And then all of a sudden, my brain went right down to Central Africa and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I now realize why they're fighting. It's not just because they're trying to take the land, or there's minerals there, or special things there that they want. They're taking these precious private civilization for one reason. They're processing them as humans to scare them for their blood. What's going on? Well, my suspicion is they are looking for any source they can get for adrenochrome. Yes, they're slaughtering many, but for as many they slaughter, they take many more. And it makes me very curious, because if the underground network that they had going on for so long is actually affected, which I do believe it is, then they're going to go after whatever source they can that has limited visibility. This is one of those areas. Now, this is something also interesting that I also unintentionally scanned into, or pulled into, I guess, and that's South Africa. What's going on down there right now is, about a year or two ago, I said, there's some unstable parts down there, but it's mostly underground trafficking and stuff. Now, no, something different is going on in South Africa. Fighting. Lots of fighting going on between different factions. There's a power struggle. But this is not a power struggle where major cities are being taken over completely. I don't see that happening. It's more along the lines of a power struggle. And, people can correct me if they want to. They can reach out to me. By the way, speaking of being able to reach out to me, I restarted an account, but now I'm being much more careful with it on X. So if y'all want to follow me on X, even though I'm not posting very much right now, the name is Oceans, or you can say Oceans Secrets 1. The number one, not the word one. Ocean Secrets number one. That's how you find me. And I don't have a blue check mark, and you're not going to see my face. You're going to see the image of a coffee shop, but it's a small one. It's on the side of a street. It's like it's a wooden shack on the side of a street, two stools outside, open window. And it's just a coffee shop with all kinds of coffee and stuff on for sale. And it's a winter view. It's kind of a bluish outside. But it's really just something that I would love to be able to do someday, is have my own little coffee shop and maybe have one or two people working for me. I love making coffee for people. I don't know why, but whatever. And so far here in Germany, well, I did it at McDonald's for a little while. That was a lot of fun. But McDonald's itself, well, the company's kind of, well, everybody knows about that. So anyways, that's the coffee shop, and I had a lot of fun, and I'd like to go back into that. So, but I will not do Starbucks. No. That demand, that's nasty. That's speed. What I'm talking about is making things for people where, in the morning you may have some, but otherwise it's a slow, steady throughout the day, and the restaurant or the place where you drink it is really relaxed. I don't want those fast food coffee shops. Oh, I'm going way off here. So anyways, I'm on back on to X. And I'm following three people right now, and you're more than welcome to take a look at that. But that being said, if you guys want to ask me or make a comment about my accuracy about what I'm about to say for South Africa, that's one way you can let me know. So what's going on here is I don't see a power struggle for taking places over in South Africa. I think that is part of the result of the controls that they're trying to maintain through certain places, dealing with whatever type of drugs, whatever type of underground, you know, kidnappings, all the nefarious things that we've been dealing with. But what's happening here is not, like I said, intentional takeover is not the real problem. It's more along the lines of distribution of areas, control of who's controlling, you know, the drugs, the men and the women who are getting prostituted or whatever else is might be happening, including organs, organ stealing, that type of thing. And I'm not saying, I'm trying to say it like, yeah, it's no big deal. I'm just pointing out the facts of what these very, very anti-human people are doing. So I'm scanning in right now, if you can hear clicking in the background, maybe not, to South Africa. Just try and see if I can nail down some of these places. And I'm looking, there's a north of Cape Town, there's a huge desert area. I don't know why I'm being drawn into that, but let's scan in a little closer. There are some cities in there for sure, but they're much more spread apart. Okay, here's the Great Karoo. Beaufort West. Never heard these names before. Graaf-Reinet. Those towns all have things going on them for arguments. It's funny because Cape Town also seems to have a little bit, but there's more of a protection for people who actually want to go down there and have a nice time. But I'm gonna put this on pause to see if there's any statistics of things slowing down, because I feel like there is a slowdown here. So I'm going to make that claim, but I want to make sure I'm right, just for my own validation here. Let me put this on pause and check. Okay, well, that's curious. I did do a check on it, and according to one of the AIs, it's a contradiction, which is not actually, it's not even surprising. But it's claiming that Cape Town is actually decreasing in criminal activity, yet the rest of the entire country is doing poorly. There is a lot of fighting going on, and it talks about the exact same things I was just mentioning there, that there is a massive increase in criminal activity. But I was thinking to myself, it's like, it's got to be happening in Cape Town too, but the reason it isn't is because that's a source of money. I am sure there's a lot of blackmailing going on down there, and money is being taken. So I'll leave that one alone, because the AI is disagreeing with me. But that being said, there's a lot of places around here. I just talked about a couple different towns in the southern part, but it's widespread. So there is things going on, but again, it's not about who's taking control of the military, who's trying to run the show as a president. I don't really see that happening. I see it's more along the lines of just controlling of the trafficking of the illegal stuff. Because if you control the line of the profits, then you are in powerful position. But you may not want to be responsible for the politics, because that could get into an international issue. And most of the people who are in the criminal organizations don't want that kind of stress, because you're dealing with the potential of bothering some multi-billionaires or trillionaire families. And they are out there. Believe me, folks, you may not read about them, you may not know about them, because they're not on the internet, but they're there. And I think that's where they say they're drawing the line. They don't want that kind of pressure, because they know that they could bring in military or that's one of the words I keep forgetting. And mercenary, wow, there it is. Armies of mercenaries could show up in certain areas and surgically shut down these lines and take them over, and they don't want that. So they're kind of maintaining a lower key position. But South Africa is having some big problems right now. And now, apparently, it's not just South Africa, but it's growing in issue. However, there is something interceding here, and that is a shift in the politics for exports and imports. There's not a whole lot of media about it, but I think that's now affecting them. And so, there's not going to be what I would call a massive status quo change. I would just say it's going to be a slow healing that's going to start happening. But it's not going to be over the next months. It's going to take a few more years. But I actually do feel like there's going to be a shift, a power struggle shift, where somehow, and I think it has to do more with the commerce and self-sufficiency versus who's going to be coming in and giving more money for what they need for imports. Although, to be honest with you, I don't really know that Africa is in any desperate need for imports. Maybe because they want them like their cell phones or something. I don't know. But I think even that one is starting to become more of a something that they're building more of those type of factories in certain parts of Africa. So commerce is going to, I guess it's going to kind of overtake a lot of the demand of the other things. And there's going to be also, because of the medical field that is now starting to come out, people will be, there will be less of a demand for the nefarious surgeries. And that's also going to reduce the demand for kidnapping. So I think it's going to be a shift just by demand alone to for things to change. But I don't see it black and white, and just different grades of gray. So that's the interesting thing I'm seeing about Africa. Also, just to let you know that there was a thing, I did an episode a long time ago about the Sahara Desert. And I'm still sticking to this one, folks. I think they've already started doing it, building. And it's not really, I don't think it's in the news because it's only for the very, very wealthy right now. But I can see them building cities in the different countries in the middle of the desert. For some reason, they knew where to find the water, or they found it somehow, very fresh water, deep underground. And then they built the cities around it, and they've converted them. And I said this a couple of years ago, that I think they're starting to move dirt or sand into other countries to build more islands, which turns out to be true. But now, all of a sudden, they're investing in the Sahara. So don't be surprised, folks, if we start hearing in the news more and more about places where you can go for hotels that are incredibly beautiful and nice, and any service you could possibly want will be available to you. But I do, I will say this, which is really kind of surprising because it popped into my mind just now. These places are not going to be Muslim places, which is what is a majority of the northern areas of Africa. If I'm not mistaken, they are Muslim controlled areas. Historically speaking, all across northern Africa, that was the dominant belief system. But what they're building in these different places, some of them will be Muslim controlled, but not all. Some of them will be just come in whoever you are and have a nice time. And it's just that's what I'm seeing, is that there's also going to be there's going to be speed limits. You can just go crazy. If you think the Autobahn is fun in Germany, these places will let you, like, hey, there's 100 miles of open road out here. Go whatever speed you want. Rent some of the fastest cars in the world for a couple of days for a cheaper price. you know, buildings that'll be sky high, and you can rent out an entire floor with many beds, and the price will be reasonable. A comparison, I'm being shown this, is that the, what's the name of these lands here? I have to actually scan into them, and I know exactly where they are. The Maldives, that's what I was looking for. The Maldives, when you go to those islands and to those hotels, those prices just to get there is very pricey because you have to take an airplane. And the hotels are, you know, they are pretty expensive. These places, not so bad. I think you'll be able to access them at some point by train, fast trains. Highways, you know, you can drive in there. There's going to be some surprises coming out for that stuff soon. I don't know why I'm being telling you all this stuff, but major changes are coming to the Sahara Desert that people don't really know a whole lot about yet. I don't know why I'm sicking on that subject so much, but anyway, so yeah, the Africa on the middle and southern part and in the northern part of Tunisia sure is pretty not so good. The middle west of Africa, it's status quo. There's a lot of military conflicts going on all around there all the time. There's lots of people who are in charge that are not so good. And then there are some places where it's actually pretty okay. That's kind of the status quo for many years now. Now I'm going over to, and I'm being pulled over to the eastern side, which is called two states, I guess. The one I'm looking at is called Somalia. For some reason, I'm picking up a mix here. Somalia has something also to do with the Arabian Sea. And also the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Oman. Excuse me about that. I'm not going to cancel that one out. I'm just too tired to edit. So this Somalia, the words I'm being told is shut down. I don't know why that's being sold, but the bad guys are being shut down. I do remember seeing a thing about some movie where they made a big problem. I don't know if it was on Somalia, if it was someplace else on Africa. There was some kind of movie about a ship being taken over by some, I guess you call them terrorists or something. But pirates, I guess, is the other word. But I don't think that was Somalia. Maybe it was. But Somalia, is feeling the pirate thing there is being shut down. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it's on its way to being shut down, and I don't know what that's all about. There's some kind of a conflict of political money. Money is being transferred, and I think there's a shift of who's in control. And I think it's because the people who control the shipping lane started getting angry at how they were bothering the money. And so my guess is that they sent in more mercenaries for surgical removal of who's currently in power. I could be wrong. That may not be happening, but I just get the feeling that I'm just being shown Somalia is being shut down for the bad guys. So I guess that's about it for that one for now, for Africa. I just want to let you folks know that because of the new music, I was like, whoa, something is really going on here that's fascinating with that thing. So anyways, I guess that is about it for me for now, folks. Hopefully you found this helpful, and going up on 25 minutes, that's fine. With this new music, I'll be taking a look around. Whoa, I did not want to look at them. Oh my God. United Kingdom. What in the hell? What? I'm looking at the red United Kingdom near the kind of like the middle of it, not London. And I just get this chaos. Intentional chaos. Oh, that's why. London. Should have known. Yeah, London. They are. Oh, they're losing money. So they're trying to collect money locally as best they can. That's why everybody's getting arrested for saying nasty stuff against them. They're just trying to attack. This city of London is, the people who run it are attacking everybody else. So if you live in the UK right now, you better mind your business on the internet. And wow, they're going after everything, including people's homes to collect money, even if it's wrong. Are people leaving the UK? Not really as much as what you might think. Huh. Oh, okay. So there are some places where it's really not quite that bad for the general public. The closer to London and a few other major cities, it's not so good. But the further away you get, it's not quite as stressful. They just don't have the manpower to send out everybody to attack everybody. And there are some places where it's actually the police departments are saying, no, we're not going to enforce laws that are unethical, even though they were created by the government. I have no idea which direction they're going to go in for now, but for right now, it's nasty. If you're living in the UK, keep going with what you're doing. Just mind what you say on anything on the internet. Be careful. They are doing what they can to try to create anger, take money, anything they can to siphon what they need because all other sources that they used to have been removed. This is why the UK is under the UK is under attack from its own government. Yeah, that sounds a little bit like the old United States before Trump came in. Not the best comparison, but oh well. All right, I'm that's enough for me. I don't really want to go any further because I'm sure everybody else might be getting overloaded or shut me off already. So that'll be it. 30 minutes is more than enough for now. We'll leave you guys another message and things, and keep an eye on the news website that I put up there. I try to put news of things that I can as often as possible. And again, check out if you want to leave a comment on anything I might have said on my website. Be nice about it, please. By all means, let me know if you have any updates for me on anything I've mentioned. Okay, that's it. Thanks a lot. Talk with you in the next one.